RCMP officers in northern Manitoba have seized alcohol in or bound for First Nations in recent weeks, the police force said in a February 9 news release. The most recent seizure occurred nearly a week ago, on February 3, when Wabodan RCMP responded to a single vehicle rollover on Highway 6 about 6 kilometers south of Ponton. Police arrived at the scene and encountered the vehicle's three occupants, who declined medical attention. While helping the occupants remove belongings from the vehicle, the officers saw several bottles of liquor that the occupants had tried to conceal. The occupants told police they were headed to God's Lake Narrows, where possessing and selling liquor is prohibited. A more extensive search of the vehicle turned up a large quantity of alcohol that the RCMP seized. A 30-year-old female from God's Lake Narrows was charged under the Liquor, Gaming and Cannabis Control Act and fined $2,562. A week earlier, on January 25, an investigation into the private sale of liquor in Nisichawayasik Cree Nation led to Nelson House RCMP executing a search warrant at a residence under the Liquor, Gaming and Cannabis Control Act. The search uncovered alcohol, numerous empty water bottles used to sell the booze, a safe, cannabis and trafficking-related paraphernalia. A 51-year-old woman from Nisichawayasik Cree Nation will face charges under the Liquor, Gaming and Cannabis Control Act. The RCMP press release was issued less than a week after Manitoba Kiwatinawi Okemekonik sent out a press release claiming that RCMP are not abiding by treaties between First Nations and the Crown by not enforcing banned bylaws related to the sale and possession of intoxicants. Our council along with the chief passed a bylaw in July of 1985 that has been declared legal and law within the boundaries of our First Nation community, but it hasn't been enforced by the RCMP, said Pimisikamik Cree Nation Chief David Monyas. A lot of our social problems stem from alcohol and drugs and we gave the RCMP the tools to assist us, but so far there has been no enforcement. There is a treaty obligation that the Crown must enforce First Nations enacted intoxicants prohibitions. There is no question that the tool exists and by treaty obligation and as representatives of the Crown the RCMP must uphold our bylaws. We can't wait any longer. The RCMP's press release said that the force is committed to working with First Nations that have enacted bylaws prohibiting the sale and possession of alcohol that have asked to make enforcement a priority. These enforcement actions will continue as per the expressed wishes of community leadership, the RCMP press release said.